Yeah, evidently things haven't changed after my vacation. All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to start off with a few announcements. Let's see. We are going to have Master Life class today at 4 p.m. We are also going to have prayer time on Wednesday at 6 p.m. And I would like to ask everybody to come and join us. We all need prayer. We all need to be able to pray, to be one with the Lord. And what better way to do it than just with together as a family? So 6 p.m. on Wednesday is prayer time, prayer day. I believe the women's Bible study is canceled for this week. Yes. All right. So let's see. We have Good News Rescue Mission. Ryan, you want to give the heads up on that?
We're going to go down the last Friday or last Saturday in October and pass out food to 50 people. And Faith is committed to that. And we are at about a quarter of our goal of $1,000 to raise to feed those 50 people. And the Lord will continue to do it.
Okay, thank you very much, Ryan.
Also, we need to change on the bulletin because it was supposed to be 6 p.m., but it's going to be 6:30 on Sunday.
Yep.
Due to the fact that it's on the flyer, it's already been passed out in the community, and I haven't heard it on the radio station because I don't listen to the radio station. It might quite possibly be on the radio station, so Dwayne said to change it to 6:30. So.
Okay, so that's the revival that's going to be this week. Next Sunday, the revival is going to be here for the morning and the evening service, and the evening service will be at 6:30. So come and join us for the revival, and bring friends, bring neighbors, invite people to come and worship with us. Also on at the 6:30 service, we're going to have the baptismal available for anybody who receives Christ during this revival to be baptized also right here. So let's keep this in prayer, and also keep me in prayer for this next week because I have to finish delivering all of the Project Saturation bags this week because in each of those bags is the flyer for the revival. So we need to give everybody ample opportunity of knowledge about this revival. So keep me in prayer as I deliver those in the next couple of days. All right, so today's Lord's Supper. During this time that we have right now, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to receive the elements of the Lord's Supper, okay? Is there anything that I don't know about since I haven't been here or forgot? Yes.
I'd like to have a prayer for a friend of mine that's trying to quit drinking. He's been drinking for over 30 years. So he really could use the prayers.
Okay, and his name?
His name is Jeff Holloway.
Jeff?
Holloway.
Holloway. Okay, he will. Okay, he will be on our prayer list, for Wednesday prayer for sure. But let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer for him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jeff. We thank you for his desire to end the sin that has wrapped him up in for so many years. Lord, we ask that you give him the strength and the abilities to not turn to it, to not focus on it, to not even think about it. Lord, take these take this addiction away from him. And we know that you can. You've done it for so many other people. And Lord, we need to just lift him up to you and give you this request. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. So thank you for that. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. Nope. All right, Ryan, can you open us up in prayer, please?
Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:36. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Peter 1:3-4a. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. What is our hope in life and death?
What comes?
2 Corinthians 4:18. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
All righty. Good morning, everyone. All right. So before we get started, how was your week, or rather 2 weeks, since I haven't been here? And since I haven't been here, I need to say it is really, really great being back after a not-so-relaxing vacation. Before we get started, though, I want to say thank you to everyone who helped my family and I with this process of moving into our home. And I want to thank Pastor Vern Bland and Pastor Bill Little for filling in for me in my absence. And I also want to thank those who filled in for Sunday school and leading the Sunday school. Thank you. In other words, everyone who has helped myself and my family during the last couple of weeks are a godsend. And we love and we appreciate you and your love and your sacrifices. My bride and I stayed busy with the new home. And at the same time, I stayed busy with keeping up with what was happening locally, within the state, within the nation, and around the world. During these past few weeks, I have been seeing a pattern that we are in trouble. The trouble has nothing to do with us on a personal level, nothing to do with this church at all. It is a society level that brings it into a whole new ballgame. You see, our society worldwide is in dire trouble. It is very troubling that our national society is falling apart at the seams and turning towards Satan with wide open arms. Anyone over the age of 40 can look back at their life personally and even within this nation, and you will be able to say, this is not the same world that I grew up in. And I get it. Every single generation is able to look back on their life and say that exact quote. But those past generations did not have to endure what this present generation of people have to. We are a failing nation because of what is being taught. This new way of life is turning us further away from what God has intended for us. And it's happening at a record's pace. Because of this, we as a nation are failing because we are now following, generally speaking, false idols. A few weeks ago, before my vacation, I shared about the trappings of following false teachers. At the end of that message, I said that we are not to follow a single man, but we are to follow God only. That statement applies in all aspects of our life. We are not supposed to follow any person here on earth to be the savior of this nation. There is only one savior of this world, of this nation, and that person is Jesus Christ. No other person. Today's society is failing because we are hyper-focused on following fallible people. You can't help but listen to all of the lies that are being thrown out by politicians who are in a pole position race for the biggest job of being the leader of this free nation. In the last 2 weeks, I have witnessed a lot of our society today is following a false idol. The idol, little g god, Baal, is alive and well in our society today. You can go online right now and you can purchase a Baal statue for your home. This society is being inundated with satanic references in our everyday life, and we don't even see it. Our society is failing because they are not seeing Satan. It's as if this nation as a whole has decided to follow Baal. The title of today's message is, In Baal We Trust? We will be in the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 1 through 10. For those who are not aware of the demonic presence in today's society, that, by the way, is being celebrated daily, allow me a moment or two to share where this applies. In 2018, a statue of Baphomet, who, by the way, is a demon that is also attributed to being Satan himself, was placed at the Arkansas State Capitol building after they removed the Ten Commandments sculpture in order to demonstrate religious tolerance. In 2023, a Baphomet display was placed inside of the Iowa State Capitol building for the same reason. Last February, this last February, the University of Houston allowed a satanic sculpture to be placed on their campus. It has been claimed to be a satanic abortion idol in order to protest the reversal of Roe versus Wade. In 2023, in Lebanon, Ohio, that school district allowed the local satanic temple to begin the after-school Satan Club only in the elementary schools, using a cartoon promotion video that is called My Pal Satan. By the way, it is very easy to find that cartoon online, and I do suggest that you might want to see how Satan is being promoted to our children. Yesterday, while I was looking more in depth on this, and by the way, the Lebanon on Ohio, I was on the battlefield for that with 50 other pastors because Lebanon was only 30 miles away from where I lived. Yesterday, I found out that the after-school Satan Club is now in 13 major school districts in only the elementary schools around this nation. A satanic temple club that began in a very small town of Lebanon, Ohio, has now reached, in just one school year, 13 major school districts across this nation in the cities of Los Angeles, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., and the list goes on and on. We are talking about major school districts that have multiple elementary schools in their districts across this nation. And why is the Satanic Temple placing these clubs only in the elementary schools? It's because the enemy knows the scriptures, and they are using it for their benefit. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is easier to train a child than it is an adult. And oh, by the way, because the school districts are no longer required to tell parents about what their children are being exposed to, they're going into the schools after our children. We are sacrificing our children's minds to Satan through Baal. Our nation is failing miserably and turning to Satan in every level of our society. Today's message is not focusing on Satan, though. It is focusing on Baal, and you will soon understand why very shortly. Please stand for the reading of God's Word today. Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 10. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered around to Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Verse 7. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go, get down, for your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make you a great nation.'" You may be seated. In this passage, we are witnessing the very first time that Israel began worshiping a false little g god, an idol, a golden calf. Was that Baal? No. Why is the golden calf significant with Baal? Well, Baal is often depicted riding a golden calf. Did anyone also notice what happened just a few weeks ago in France during the opening ceremony of the Olympics? A golden calf statue was brought out. Dancers were dancing around it, and then they got on their knees and worshiped the golden calf. At the Olympics opening ceremony, there was also a depiction of the Last Supper that was blasphemously performed by drag queens with a child with them. But it didn't stop there. The closing ceremony depicted the pale horse of the apocalypse with the rider Death. And nobody questioned it. Nobody wondered or said, "Why is the pale horse being depicted?" So, why is this significant? It's because we have systematically desensitized our entire society to accept Satan and his demons, especially Baal, and to not question it. Baal in today's society is alive and well. And before we can truly see the significance of Baal in our society today, we have to know who is Baal. The Old Testament shows Baal 110 times in 92 verses. This demon has been the cause of the destruction of Israel numerous times. With every moment that the Israelites had failed, it was because they worshipped Baal. When Israel had taken their eyes off of God and erected temples to Baal, they were punished. And throughout the Old Testament, we witness the Israelites becoming slaves and captives, Jerusalem being destroyed, and even a king and a queen forcing their people, the Israelites, to worship Baal. And we see this in 1 Kings 16:29 to 31. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab, the son of Omri, became king over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria for 22 years. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. Take all the bad stuff every king did before Ahab, and Ahab was worse than all of them combined. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians. And he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Why would a king and a queen worship Baal? Well, let's look at Baal. Baal is a demon idol that is recognized as being a rain god. And in a really twisted irony, he was known as the fertility god of crops and of humans, among many other types of gods. The name Baal in Hebrew is translated as owner. In our society today, it is obvious that we are collectively owned by Baal. Baal requires a sacrifice, and that sacrifice was the life of a child. Jeremiah 19:5. They have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did I come into my mind. In today's world, where do we see the equivalent of child sacrifices? Abortions. I was very pained to put together this. Today's American society celebrates abortions on a daily basis, to the point that politicians have made it their mission to promote it as being a focus on maintaining, quote, a woman's health, end quote, properly. And yet, if you look at the locations of these alleged women's health clinics, they are not located in every city of our nation. Throughout my vast travels across this nation, I have firsthandedly seen that every single Planned Parenthood location is in a low-income city. I also hate to say this, but they are all located in African-American neighborhoods, which is the most racist thing I can think of. And in my opinion, it is a massive insult to have that be the focus of their locations. According to the Pew Research Center, 62% of U.S. adult women say that that practice should be legal in all or most states. According to the CDC, in 2021, there was 625,978 abortions that were reported to the CDC. According to the Guttmacher Institute, which is a pro-abortion institute, reported that in 2021, there were 807 abortion clinics in the United States. Out of those clinics, 15.9 abortions were performed for every 1,000 women. Now, at the surface, this looks like a very small number. This appears to be a minor situation until you realize that the United States has 169 million adult women. According to the Guttmacher Institute, 2021 had 1,021,098 abortions. That number is more than what the CDC is saying by 395,120 abortions. The Pew Research Center states that the CDC receives their information from locations that decide if they're going to report their activity. The Guttmacher Institute collects their data by physically contacting every one of those 807 abortion clinics in order to obtain the actual numbers. So let's just call this what it truly is. In 2021, over 1 million babies lost their lives. Since the reversal of Roe versus Wade, 2023 had a rise of abortions compared to 2021 by 27%. In 2023, 1,296,794 children were sacrificed. That is 1,607 abortions per clinic. Or if you want to really be disturbed, 3,553 abortions nationally per day. And that those numbers are for 2023 alone. During the Democratic National Convention in Chicago 2 weeks ago, a mobile Planned Parenthood clinic performed 25 abortions during the convention. And the members at the convention celebrated that feat publicly inside of those walls. Everywhere that we turn in today's society, everything has been changed. Just a few years ago began an era of our life that what used to be bad is now good. What used to be good is now bad. The prophet Isaiah spoke about this era that we are now living in. Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Everywhere that we turn, evil is being celebrated worldwide. All of humanity has been desensitized to follow Satan through demons like Baal without ever realizing it. Deuteronomy 6:14-15. "You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are all around you. For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth." We have to commit as Christians to get on that battlefield today and to turn the path of this nation around and to turn it back to God. Or else this nation will feel the full impact of God's wrath and it will be destroyed. Israel's own history proves that God will destroy a nation who worships Baal. You might be sitting there wondering, well, what can we do about this? All of humanity needs to look at who and what they are approving of and assess if it is something that God would also approve of. And if not, then we all need to immediately repent, to go the complete opposite direction away from Satan and Baal, and we need to go towards God. Because remember what Jesus says in John 15:5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing." We can do nothing without Jesus. If we as a society continue down this path of allowing Satanists to have clubs in our schools, to worshiping Satan through society norms, for allowing sacrificing the physical lives of unborn children, then this society is going to fall. Just like the Israelites did throughout the history of the Old Testament. And the only way to keep this from happening is very simple. Obey God. completely, submitting to God's guidance by knowing His Word. Know your Scriptures. In conclusion, someone I'm sure is going to hear what I have just said, and they're going to say something to the effect of, it's okay if we fall. Israel bounced back every time, and so will we. Israel is still here because Israel is God's chosen land, not the United States of America. This nation was founded on Christian values. This nation's motto is, "In God we trust." But we are not God's chosen land. Israel is. It is up to us, the Christians of this nation, to keep this nation a Christian nation. A nation that the founding fathers created it to be. Whomever you listen to, wherever you get your information from, look upon for guidance and leadership in this world. Make sure that they are on the side of Team Jesus. We all have to internally look at ourselves and realize where we stand. Is our life following in Baal we trust? Or is our life in God we trust? The Scripture shows us to stay away from people who worship idols, the demons of this world. Don't allow yourself to become a follower of Satan without realizing it. We all have to seriously look at who we follow in this world. If you are following fools, that is obviously anti-God in everything that they do and everything that they say, repent. Turn away. Ecclesiastes 10, 2 and 3. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Even when a fool walks along the way, he lacks wisdom, and he shows everyone that he is a fool. Don't allow the fools of this world who work for Satan to turn you away from God. Repent and turn to the only true Savior that this world can ever have, Jesus. Focus your life on His teachings. Let's show this world through the sharing of the gospel in our communities through this next week, through the revival, through the spread of Project Saturation, and by keeping the fools of this world from gaining power. After we have the Lord's Supper, will be the time to come to His altar. If you are here today and you are in need of Jesus in your life, come forward right now. Start a real relationship with Him. If you are here today and you are in need of repenting from foolish ways, come forward. Now is the time to repent, to focus your life and your legacy at looking into the face of God for your whole spiritual life. It is your spiritual life that matters to me the most. I don't want you to spend eternity in a spiritual death, separated from God forever. Now is the time to make things right with God for your eternal existence. If I could have the deacons come up. At this time, I would ask that while we're passing out the elements, reflect, prepare. If you are not ready to take the elements, get ready and be ready. Don't create a sin by taking the elements when you're not prepared for it. Gary, can you please pray for the bread?
Heavenly Father, thank you for
and Jesus took the bread, and he had given thanks, and he broke it. And he says, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come humbled to you. We know we don't deserve your sacrifice. We don't deserve any of what you provide, any of what you freely have given us. But Lord, we thank you for doing that. We thank you for giving us the opportunity for receiving our salvation based on what you have accomplished. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to have eternal life instead of eternal death in hell. Lord, be with us. Continue guiding us and showing us where we are failing so that we can repent. In the name of Jesus, amen.
John 14:26. The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you.